L3 Harris Technologies has won a potential $120.8 million contract from the U.S. Space Force to support the modernization of transportable electronic warfare systems built to deny adversarial satellite communications. The company will update 16 fielded Block 10.2 units of the counter-communication system situated at three military bases within the U.S. and in overseas classified locations, the Department of Defense said Friday. Space Systems Command received two offers for the fixed-price incentive firm contract and is obligating $25.8 million at the time of the award. USSF declared initial operating capability status for the CCS Block 10.2 configuration in March 2020 and said that weapon system users include Air Force and Air National Guard personnel. Contract work will take at L3 Harris facilities in Melbourne, Florida, with an estimated completion date of February 28, 2025.